For KAWC News in Yuma, I'm Dave Reek. While much of the American workforce looks forward to retiring around the age of 65, KAWC's Stephanie Sanchez reports that many seasonal farm workers have no choice but to keep working well past that age.
Enrique Ramirez Oliva lives in a small house in San Luis Rio, Colorado. He is 73 years old and has decades of experience as a farm worker. Ramirez Oliva is a legal permanent resident of the U.S., and he knows the work he does matters.
Even the president of the United States has fruits and vegetables sitting on his table that were produced by a Mexican worker.
According to the United States Department of Labor, the average age of farm workers in America is 38 years old. Workers older than 45 make up about 20% of the 2 to 3 million farm workers in the country. The average life expectancy is 49 years old. Living longer means working longer.
I started in 1962. Now it is 2017, and I still feel like a battle horse.
Ramirez Oliva has worked with every crop, from cutting lettuce to picking melons. As an older worker, his supervisors assign him to weed out invasive plants that can affect the crop during planting. In general, farm work is considered a very hazardous job, in the top 10 for the most dangerous jobs, according to some research. Workers are exposed to extreme weather temperatures, pesticides, and injury. Recent studies indicate that older workers are 5 times more likely than younger workers to be killed on the job. Ramirez Oliva hasn't been injured on the job, but he has seen accidents in the fields, and he's watched many of his co-workers arrive exhausted for work.
We get about 4 to 5 hours of sleep, but depending how far we travel, we can sleep on the bus for about an hour. That's the best we can do to endure the work.
Amanda Aguirre is president of Regional Center for Border Health, a clinic that treats a large percentage of farm worker families. Aguirre says health issues among farm workers worsen the longer they stay on the job.
We see a lot of the chronic care issues, diabetes, hypertension, issues with weight, and then the physical, the occupational issues of bending, working, picking up the letters, so all day long, the arms movement. You know, that also is an issue, elbow, hands, fingers, cuts that got infected. And if they're diabetics, then that makes it very difficult to heal.
Aguirre says some farm workers have health insurance for the length of the farm season. But the uninsured population in Yuma County reaches up to 15%. Women are the most vulnerable.
We found that women over 50% or more were uninsured. They're not yet into the Medicare eligibility. So between, you know, before you get to the age of 65 that you can qualify for Medicare, the women was totally uninsured. They have retired from the fields, they're staying home, but totally uninsured.
...52-year-old Maria Sandoval of San Luis, Arizona, has been working in the fields since 1992. As she waits for a bus to take her to the fields in the early morning hours, she says retirement would mean a life of financial hardship and poor access to health care. I think I'll be working till the day I die because we need to put food on the table. We have no other choice but to keep going. Few of the farm workers here have access to pensions and retirement savings. There are no 401k plans in field work. 54-year-old Ignacio Cervantes sees nothing but work ahead.
I think I'll work until I'm too old. Where else am I going to work?
73-year-old Ramirez Oliva says he plans to work for 2 more seasons and move back to his place of birth, Nochislan de Mejia, Zacatecas, Mexico. That's where he and his wife, who is also a farm worker, plan to live off their Social Security.
Lo que estamos haciendo, pagando deudas.
Our goal is to pay off all my debts. We have a house there, and we plan to invest in it and live as God wishes.
Right now, they make minimum wage, which is $10 an hour. The industry is becoming more aware of the need to maintain the health of their farm workers. Like reassigning Ramirez Oliva to weed patrol, companies have added morning stretches and calisthenics to start the day. They've added break schedules, and workers say their bosses take any injury on the job seriously. Even small cuts can shut down a field for the day, say some workers. Amanda Aguirre at RCBH says that's good because these workers provide a vital service to feed the world.
They are the labor that does that for all of us. So we got to be very blessed that the families are still choosing to work with us. But we got to take better care of them. They deserve that.
For KAWC News, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.